The mind is very tricky and it is very deceiving. This is very true. These two words you have to always bear in mind heedfully. It is tricky, where it tricks you into believing things. Then it deceives you by telling you the wrong thing. I read again. The mind is very tricky and it is very deceiving because it creates a lot of things through our sense or consciousness. Every time it creates through the arising of the sense or consciousness, thinking will follow or arise. Then feeling will also arise. Then when you input the content of consciousness, attachment, craving, desire, all will arise, and then you will be trapped because you don't have the Dhamma understanding, you don't have wisdom, you don't have uniso manasikara. So through your thinking and thought processes, you will create all the dualities and concept. Sorry, they will create all the dualities and concept for you to attach. That is the reason why Jay Krishnamurti said thought divide. So these words are very powerful. The meanings are very deep. You can see the power of thought to divide and the limitation of thought. Then you can go beyond thought. You can awaken. Because thought, in a sense, is limited, as I explained before. Do you know how we create thought? Our true mind is actually spacious awareness without a center, nothing. Then before our mundane thinking arises, before our mundane mind arises, this spacious awareness, they will shrink into a small space where our mundane mind try to perceive something. It's like seeing consciousness. That thing that we try to see, like the Buddha image or what. So the awareness shrink to that space. Then we input the content of consciousness through memory and perception. We actually created the thought. So that perception of the Buddha Rupang, Buddha image and all those things is the name, the label that we create. So thought, suddenly from spacious awareness, the true mind, they shrink into a small space where we input the content of consciousness and it trigger off and become a thought. That's why thought is limited. Instead of spacious awareness, it's just that one. That thought has the power to trick us and deceive us. So that delusion comes from sakayadity, self-delusion. We believe the thought. We believe the feeling that arises us. We believe there is a person, egoic mind, doing the thinking, doing the seeing, the hearing, the smell, the taste, the tactile, and the thought process. Then thought, through its memory and its conditioning and belief system, divides through what? Through words. So I read on, then you will understand. Through your thinking and thought processes, they will create all the dualities and concept for you to attach. That is the reason why Jay Krishnamurti said thought will divide. Why does he say that? Take for example, thought creates the word religion or race or whatever. So take for example the word religion, and it starts to divide religion into Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Baha'i, Hinduism, etc. and the rest. When that happens, if you are not mindful, heedful, then you become deceived by that word. Then when you try to believe that you are a Buddhist or you are a Christian, you will protect that religion that you believe you are holding on to. So that's how it will divide you from others. Means even though on this planet all human beings are just human beings, but when you divide yourself through all these words created by thought, even the word religion and race alone, it starts to divide humanity. That's how the conflict, the misunderstanding, the war, the misery, the suffering, all can arise. So this understanding is very important. So religion, through words, or what they call concept and ideology, can create a lot of division in life. Even for living beings, they will differentiate and create the concept of male and female, young and old, youth and middle age, even race. That is the reason why if you are not able to see clearly what form is, you will attach to form.